I got a few things I want to say.
It's Monday, September 14th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
The word now is seize the time.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
You know, all that does is intensify rage.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Seize the time.
He's a loving kind of boy, and when you box off his heart and put him to the test, he will snap and you will find him in the bath as he tries to leave all his worries in the water and drown all his woes. She's a loving kind of girl, but when you put her to work, no fun can she enjoy. She's a flower, like a flower in the dark, she is wilting. Pour on some water and the weekend is bound to arrive. He's dedicated, he's made his choice, he is in love. But temptation always pulls the other way as he wakes, his dream fresh inside his head, his baby is sleeping below. He's a loving kind of guy, he goes to church every day, he's trying to forget. Every day he chips away a little rock on his shoulder. Love is a sculptor and it makes him a shoulder again.
What a lovely song. God Help the Girl from Glasgow, Scotland, side project, if you will, of Stuart Murdoch, Belle and Sebastian. That song, He's a Loving Kind of Boy, pretty much just Belle and Sebastian. It's a great song. It's from their Stills EP, which came out recently, and I highly recommend As I Do Everything by God Help the Girl. Very good stuff. Okay, up next, a band from Los Angeles. They're called Little Joy, I believe. It's the drummer from The Strokes, something like that. That's what I heard. I didn't look it up because it was a reliable source. So here we go. Little Joy, they're from Los Angeles, and we're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear The Next Time Around, and then we're going to hear Don't Watch Me Dancing. And the thing about Little Joy is that they sound exactly like the Band of Bees, or Bees, as they're now known, from the UK. So if you listen to a lot of this album, you're like, wow, this is the Bees. This song, this is the Bees, right? This has got to be the Bees. And actually, none of it's the Bees. It's all Little Joy, and they're all very good. And actually, the second song I'm going to play, Don't Watch Me Dancing, it's an exception. It actually doesn't sound all that much like the Bees, but it's still very good, and I really like that female singer they got going on. So, Little Joy from their album, self-titled Little Joy. Here we go with The Next Time Around, followed by Don't Watch Me Dancing. Where else but on Sounds in My Head?
Measure out your worth. appeal sways between suitors on a broken heel. Of course her desires they always mistook. She'd rather been scarred than be scarred with love. In conversation she'd often contend costumes build customs that evolve dead ends. She found her courage in a change of scene. This Sunday social would be short its queen. All her best years spent distracted by these tired reenactments. With the right step she would try her chances somewhere. Outside her view, reciting the words he hoped she might pursue. Night upon night, a faithful eye at shore. Feet only convince his legs across the floor.
Please don't watch me dancing. Oh no, don't watch me dancing.
Teach you what romance is. With the right step, they could try their chances somewhere.
Travel cheaper. I don't know if you guys realize that. I used to think if I had a time machine and I wanted to blow people's minds, you got to go back at least 50 years, right? Go, oh, you're not going to believe 2009. There's men on the moon. There's phones in our pockets. It's amazing. But now I realize I can go back 10 years. I could go confront myself in 1999 and watch his eyeballs explode if I told him how awesome things were right now. Like, I'd step out of my time machine and go, like, oh, my, Patton, hey, it's you in 2009, man. Oh, wow, wait a minute, what are you listening to? Is it, oh, that's my old Walkman. Oh, man, I remember that. What are you listening to, man? Oh, remember the mixtape we made? It's like 25 of our favorite songs. Oh, okay, listen, take the tape cassette out. Yeah, take it out. And snap it in two. All right, see how big that is now? That's what you'll listen to music on. It'll be that big. You'll listen to music on it digitally. Wow, how many songs does it hold? Every song you've ever heard or will ever hear or will ever be written, you can put on that thing. Wow, this costs like $1 million, right? They fucking give those away. They make way too many. You'll get them in gift bags and go, this piece of shit. And then you'll re-gift it to your nephew and he'll go, thanks, asshole. And it's like, it's a miracle and no one cares. That is how great 2009 is.
Imagine this wild old town.
awesome. Who's president in 2009? Black guy. I know, it's awesome. Listen, I'll just take you through the next 10 years. I'll just give you the highlights. You know how like Clinton's president right now and everyone has jobs and everyone's pretty happy? Okay, he's gonna get a blowjob from a fat chick. Now I know that you're saying, who cares? Well, believe me, the whole country does. Everyone poops their pampers, and we have this really fucked up election in 2000, and the guy who wins, okay, remember the guy before Clinton, Bush? Okay, he has a retarded son. Now, we put him, he gets elected, and at first it's great because he can barely talk, and we are like, oh, he's on TV, we gotta watch, this is gonna be hilarious. And he kind of thinks he's a cowboy or a fighter pilot. He loves to play dress up. What's he gonna be dressed as today? And so the first few months are really great. And then, oh my God, he just fucks everything up. For 8 years, he fucks everything up. But you gotta hang on, because at the end of it, we get a really cool black guy. So it will be what, you just gotta fucking hang tough, dude. It's like, wow, that's amazing. What's the black president's name? Like T. Jefferson Smith III or something? No, it's Barack Obama. Now, I know it sounds like I just made that shit up off the top of my head. His real name is Barack Hussein Obama. So we elect a Jamba Juice supplement with a dictator's middle name. That is how great 2009 is. Yeah, I'm gonna vote for Ginseng Hitler Bee Pollen. That's my guy. Bam!
Thank you.
That is a band from the UK. They're called Bibio. We heard two songs. The first, the title track from their album Ambivalence Avenue, and the second, Lover's Carvings, both very good and fairly representative, I guess, sort of. The album has a lot of sort of meandering-y, kind of electronica light, kind of rock pop electronica, you know, Boards of Canada vibe. I don't know what it is, but a lot of the album is a little less pop and a little more ambient, I suppose. But those two songs, I think, are very good, and the album as a whole actually is very enjoyable to listen to, just that those two songs aren't necessarily the most exacting examples of it. I don't know what is, but it's pretty good. So anyway, check that album out if you like those two songs. Up next, the band from Wilmington, Delaware. Isn't that where Joe Biden's from? I think it is. And this is a band called The Spinto Band. They're quite good. They have an album that came out last year, but we're going to hear a couple songs here from their album that came out a few years back. The album is called Nice and Nicely Done. And we're going to hear two excellent, excellent songs. The first is Brown Boxes, and the second is Oh Mandy. So check it out, The Spinto Band with Brown Boxes and Oh Mandy, both from their album Nice and Nicely Done, which is all a lot like these songs. And they have a newer album, which is very similar, but not as catchy as these two songs, in my opinion. So we're hearing the two catchiest songs. Here we go, Brown Boxes and Mandy by The Spinto Band from Wilmington, Delaware, right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Being told I'm an insider. I come from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And that's as hard scrabble a place as you're gonna find. I'll show you around sometime and you'll see. It's a hellhole. An absolute jerkwater of a town. You couldn't stand to spend a weekend there. It's just an awful, awful sad place. Filled with sad, desperate people with no ambition. Nobody, and I mean nobody, but me has ever come out of that place. It's a genetic cesspool. So don't be telling me that I'm part of the Washington elite because I come from the absolute worst place on earth. Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Wilmington, Delaware is not much better.
I'm
part, that music had been orchestrated for urban tastes.
Two songs in a row just there by a band from London called Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, and I was pretty excited about them when I found them and put them on the show a while back, because it's like these three teenagers who have released all these songs that sound like they're from the Dust Bowl. Like they're just this amazingly kind of great rough old sound that these songs have. So we heard two songs. We heard Polly Put the Kettle On, followed by Honolulu Rockarola, and those are both from their album Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis, which when I played them last time, they just had a few EPs out, but in the States, they hadn't released their album, and now they have released the album, so I decided to put on a couple tracks from it because I really like that band a lot, and I think other people should as well. And I'm going to finish up this episode of the show with the Muppets doing a version of Hawaiian War Chant, which in addition to being probably out of print and pretty hard to track down, was the way I was introduced to Honolulu Rockarola, and there's actually, it's kind of a common song. There's lots of versions of Hawaiian War Chant, and Honolulu Rockarola has different lyrics, but I'm pretty sure it's, you know, it's pretty much the same sort of song. Like, they definitely took the melody and whatnot. So Honolulu Rockarola by Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis will transition here nicely into the Muppets with Hawaiian War Chant, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
This is the second Muppet Show album, huh?
Yep.
What do you suppose will be on it?
Oh, probably stuff that wasn't good enough for the first one.
Oh!
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Ride by Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. I also talked over Cry Baby by Bibio and Swingin' Hawaii, also by Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. you like the music you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com or send me emails at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. I do enjoy hearing from you, and it makes my day. Every time I get a little email, I'm like, ah, look at that little ray of sunshine. Tune in again in 2 weeks on September 28th for an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.